Vitamins are the unsung heroes of our daily lives, silently supporting everything from our immune system to our energy levels. But what happens when our bodies don't get enough of these essential nutrients? How can we recognize the signs of a deficiency before it impacts our health? And most importantly, how can we ensure that we're getting the right amounts of vitamins to keep our bodies functioning at their best? Welcome back to Health Square, where we explore key health topics to help you lead a healthier life. I'm Bills, and today we're diving into the world of vitamins, essential nutrients that play a critical role in keeping our bodies functioning properly. Vitamins are involved in everything from maintaining healthy skin and bones to supporting the immune system and energy production. But what happens when you don't get enough of these vital nutrients? In this episode, we'll explore the different types of vitamins, their functions, the signs of deficiencies, and how you can ensure you're getting the right amounts to stay healthy. Let's start with a story about my friend, Jake. Jake is an avid athlete who loves running marathons. He eats a balanced diet and takes care of his health. But a few months ago, he started feeling unusually tired, and his performance in training sessions began to decline. He noticed that his muscles were sore more often, and he was having trouble concentrating. After visiting his doctor, Jake discovered that he had a vitamin D deficiency. He was surprised. He thought he was doing everything right. This experience taught him, and all of us, that even when we think we're eating well and living healthily, it's still possible to be deficient in certain vitamins. Fortunately, with the right knowledge and adjustments, Jake was able to address his deficiency and get back to feeling his best. What are vitamins? Understanding their role in the body. Vitamins are organic compounds that our bodies need in small amounts to function properly. They're essential for growth, development, and overall health. Unlike macronutrients such as carbohydrates, proteins, and fats, which provide energy, vitamins don't directly supply energy. Instead, they help the body perform vital functions like producing energy, repairing tissues, and supporting the immune system. There are two main types of vitamins, fat-soluble and water-soluble. Fat-soluble vitamins, A, D, and K, are stored in the body's fatty tissues and liver. Because they're stored, they don't need to be consumed every day, but it's still important to maintain a balanced intake to avoid deficiencies. On the other hand, water-soluble vitamins, C, and all the B vitamins, are not stored in the body and must be consumed more regularly because any excess is excreted in urine. The different types of vitamins and their functions. Let's take a closer look at each type of vitamin, its functions, and what can happen if you don't get enough of it. Vitamin A is essential for maintaining healthy vision, immune function, and skin. It also plays a role in reproduction and cellular communication. Foods rich in vitamin A include carrots, sweet potatoes, spinach, and dairy products. A deficiency in vitamin A can lead to vision problems, particularly night blindness, and a weakened immune system. For example, Rachel, a friend of mine who works long hours indoors and doesn't eat many vegetables, started experiencing difficulty seeing at night. After a checkup, she was advised to increase her intake of vitamin A-rich foods, and her vision improved. Vitamin D is crucial for bone health because it helps the body absorb calcium. It's also involved in immune function and has been linked to mood regulation. Vitamin D can be synthesized by the body when the skin is exposed to sunlight, but it's also found in foods like fatty fish, fortified milk, and eggs. A deficiency in vitamin D can lead to bone problems like rickets in children and osteomalacia in adults, both of which involve softening of the bones. Jake, who is dealing with a vitamin D deficiency, also noticed that his mood improved and his energy levels increased once he started taking a supplement and spending more time in the sun. Vitamin E acts as an antioxidant, protecting cells from damage caused by free radicals. It's also important for immune function and skin health. Foods high in vitamin E include nuts, seeds, and leafy green vegetables. A deficiency in vitamin E is rare, but can cause nerve and muscle damage as well as vision problems. My friend Mike, who wasn't eating enough nuts and seeds, noticed his skin becoming dry and rough. After increasing his intake of vitamin E-rich foods, his skin's condition improved. Vitamin K is important for blood clotting and bone health. It's found in leafy green vegetables, broccoli, and Brussels sprouts. a deficiency in vitamin K can lead to problems with blood clotting, which can result in excessive bleeding. For instance, Carol, who was recovering from surgery, was advised to eat more vitamin K-rich foods to ensure her blood could clot properly and aid in her healing process. Vitamin C is well known for its role in supporting the immune system. It also helps with collagen production, which is important for skin, cartilage, and bones. Vitamin C is found in fruits and vegetables, especially citrus fruits, strawberries, bell peppers, and broccoli. A deficiency in vitamin C can lead to scurvy, a condition characterized by bleeding gums, bruising, and joint pain. My neighbor Rachel, who had been neglecting her fruit intake, started experiencing frequent colds and noticed her gums bleeding. After increasing her vitamin C intake, her symptoms improved, and she felt healthier overall. The B vitamins are a group of 8 vitamins that play a crucial role in energy production, brain function, and cell metabolism. These include B1, thiamine, B2, riboflavin, B3, B5, pantothenic acid, B6, pyridoxine, B7, biotin, B9, folate, and B12, cobalamin. Each B vitamin has specific functions, but they all work together to support overall health. B vitamins are found in a variety of foods, including meat, eggs, dairy, leafy greens, beans, and whole grains. A deficiency in B vitamins can lead to a range of issues, from fatigue and anemia to nerve damage and mental health problems. Jake, who had been feeling unusually tired and sluggish, discovered that he was low in vitamin B12. After adding more B12-rich foods like eggs and dairy to his diet, he noticed a significant improvement in his energy levels. Recognizing vitamin deficiencies, symptoms, and causes. Vitamin deficiencies can manifest in various ways, and the symptoms often depend on which vitamin is lacking. It's important to recognize these signs early to prevent long-term health problems. Fatigue is one of the most common symptoms of vitamin deficiencies, particularly deficiencies in B vitamins, vitamin D, and iron, which is often associated with vitamin C intake. If you're feeling constantly tired despite getting enough sleep, it might be worth checking your vitamin levels. Weakness and muscle cramps can be signs of a deficiency in vitamins D, E, or B1. For example, Jake's muscle soreness and weakness were directly linked to his vitamin D deficiency. Once he corrected it, his symptoms improved, and he was able to train effectively again. Skin issues like dryness, rashes, or slow wound healing can indicate deficiencies in vitamin C, E, or B7, biotin. Mike's dry, rough skin improved after he increased his intake of vitamin E-rich foods. Similarly, Rachel's gums stopped bleeding, and her skin became healthier when she started eating more vitamin C-rich fruits and vegetables. Vision problems, particularly night blindness, are often linked to a deficiency in vitamin A. Rachel's difficulty seeing at night improved once she began consuming more vitamin A-rich foods. Bone pain and joint problems might suggest a deficiency in vitamin D or vitamin K. Jake experienced these issues, which were alleviated after he started supplementing with vitamin D. There are various causes of vitamin deficiencies, including poor diet, certain medical conditions, medications, and lifestyle factors. For example, a diet lacking in fruits and vegetables can lead to deficiencies in vitamins A, C, and K, while a lack of sun exposure can result in low vitamin D levels. Certain medical conditions, such as celiac disease or Crohn's disease, can interfere with nutrient absorption, leading to deficiencies. Additionally, some medications can deplete the body's vitamin levels, requiring supplementation. Treating and preventing vitamin deficiencies. The good news is that most vitamin deficiencies can be easily treated and prevented with a balanced diet, supplements when necessary, and regular monitoring of your health. Dietary changes are the first line of defense against vitamin deficiencies. Incorporating a variety of nutrient-rich foods into your diet ensures that you're getting a broad spectrum of vitamins. For instance, Jake started eating more vitamin D-rich foods like salmon and fortified cereals, while also spending more time outdoors to boost his vitamin D levels naturally. Supplements can be helpful when it's difficult to get enough vitamins from food alone. For example, Rachel, who struggled to get enough vitamin C through diet alone, started taking a vitamin C supplement during the winter months when fresh fruits were less available. However, it's important to use supplements wisely and consult with a healthcare provider before starting any new supplement. especially since taking too much of certain vitamins, like fat-soluble vitamins A, D, E, and K, can be harmful. Regular health checkups are also crucial in preventing vitamin deficiencies. Routine blood tests can detect deficiencies before they cause significant health problems. For instance, Jake's routine blood work revealed his vitamin D deficiency, allowing him to address it before it had a major impact on his health. Staying informed about your nutrient levels and making necessary adjustments can help you maintain optimal health. When to seek medical advice? If you suspect you have a vitamin deficiency, or if you're experiencing symptoms like unexplained fatigue, weakness, skin changes, or vision problems, it's important to see a healthcare provider. A simple blood test can often determine if you're deficient in any vitamins, and your doctor can recommend dietary changes or supplements to correct the deficiency. For example, Mike, who experienced persistent fatigue and dry skin, was advised by his doctor to take a multivitamin and increase his intake of foods rich in vitamins D and E. His symptoms improved significantly after a few weeks of following his doctor's recommendations. Conclusion: maintaining optimal health with the right vitamins. Vitamins are essential for maintaining good health, and ensuring you get the right amounts through a balanced diet is key to preventing deficiencies. By understanding the role of each vitamin, recognizing the signs of deficiencies, and making informed choices about your diet and supplements, you can support your body's needs and live a healthier life. Thank you for joining me on Health Square today. I hope this episode has provided you with valuable insights into vitamins and how to prevent and treat deficiencies. If you found this episode helpful, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with anyone who might benefit. Remember, taking care of your nutrition is one of the best ways to take care of your health. Until next time, take care.